Welcome back inside the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. We're getting set for game 2 of 6 between the Biloxi Checkers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the star of game 1 of this series, Nate Peterson. Nate, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
How fun was last night? You're making your first start in Biloxi, and you go out there, tie your career high with 6 innings and sprinkle in 6 punchouts as well.
No, it was really fun. It was definitely high competition. This team is very good coming in. We had a plan. Me and Will, the pitching coach, coming in. Attack early was basically the plan, but I couldn't ask for a better defense. Our defense lately has been really good, especially Murray with that play last night, and Eric and Freddie at second. Freddie at second, they've been really good. They've been helping us out on the mound, and I couldn't ask for a better defense.
Well, hey, it's okay. The guys have been making plays left and right. It's hard to keep track of who's making one at any given time, but how much pressure does it take off your shoulders when you know that basically anything hit on the ground in the vicinity of any one of your infielders is going to be an out?
It feels really good. Definitely yesterday I needed that because there was some trouble that I got into, but knowing that I have the defense behind me like I do, it just made me that much more confident to fill up the zone a little bit more.
And you are a guy who's rocketed through this system. You made just 12 starts between single A and high A last year. Now you're into double A. What has it been like your first two starts? Because they've both been brilliant.
It's definitely different. I got to experience it when I was in spring training, which was awesome. I got to pitch against some the big league guys, so I got to learn there too. But it's definitely different. They have more of an approach. It's not 90 free swingers like it was in the lower level. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of talent down there, but up here there's more of a plan, and I can definitely tell, and I have to come in with a better plan, otherwise they'll hit me.
How has that made you a better pitcher?
Made me more on the attack mode, more trusting my stuff and more knowing that I'm here for a reason, and just be up there and have some confidence and have fun.
You talked about working with and against the big league guys in spring training. How was that experience?
That was cool. That was really cool. When I got to back up one game in the big league side, and it was an experience that, like, it was a dream come true. Yeah, I didn't get to pitch, but being around those guys, asking questions and figuring out and digging in the brains that while I can, helped me a lot this spring and just become a better pitcher and be me.
What was the biggest thing you learned from those guys? Because those are guys in the Brewers rotation, whether it's Freddie Peralta or Brandon Woodruff or Wade Miley, that have a ton of experience under their belt.
Yeah, it was mainly the bullpen guys that I was talking to a lot. A lot of the guys that were over there for the big league campsite and stuff like that. And just watching how they went about a business, I was more of a watcher. And it was really cool just to see how the starters went about their business and see that they all have really good stuff. Each individual is unique in their own way, and it was really cool to watch that. And it definitely gave me more confidence in learning from them.
And talking about a lot of success in each of you, unique in your own way, that really speaks to this rotation for the Biloxi Checkers. The 5 of you as a collective have been ridiculous to start the year. How fun has that been to roll from one to another and another and another, and all of you guys are having success?
It's really fun, knowing that every single one of us go out there, even the bullpen go out there, we're going to throw zeros, we're going to do our job, and we're going to give our team a chance to win. And it looks like it's starting to pay off because our bats are starting to wake up, and I like that. Like, we're getting run support, so every pitcher likes that. But it's early in the season, so we'll see how it goes. But it's definitely a good vibe, and vibes have been up.
One of the big things throughout your career, when you were at college pitching at Illinois Chicago, you got to play summer ball with the Savannah Bananas, who are now the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. But back when you played, they were just a summer collegiate ball team who did a bunch of funky dances and wild things in Savannah, Georgia. How wild was that experience?
It was different. I came into college ball, and everything was like routine and all that kind of stuff, but they still kept us in a routine in Savannah, but they kind of made me more of a relaxed player, of enjoy the game for what it was. Don't enjoy the game because it's a job, if that makes any sense. Like, we got to dance on the side of the field. Like, I remember I danced in 25 straight home games at one point when I first got there, and it was awesome. I had a blast. I remember I had to go up in the stands, give cereal to kids, and we had to do the Hey Baby song. There's multiple things, but I remember the one game specifically that I did was I danced in the third inning, gave a rose in the fourth inning, fifth inning was throwing cereal to kids, and then in the sixth inning I was warming up to close the game. So, like, it was definitely an experience, and kind of was like the flip the switch mentality.
That's absolutely ridiculous. What was the dancing like? 25 straight home games dancing is ridiculous because I'm assuming you pitched in some of those 25 games.
Yeah, some of those. But a lot of those, I wouldn't say it was 25 straight home games necessarily, but it was definitely like the Hey Baby dance I did just about every time. The dancing on the side in front of the dugout was definitely an experience. We had a whole rehearsal during BP. They'll call us out, and then we'll go down there, and we'll dance during the BP session and stuff like that. And we had an hour to figure it out. And after that, it was good luck. Like, it was... I wasn't very good at dancing personally, but like I did it, and it was fun.
Did you get better throughout the summer?
Yeah, I would say some dances I got better than others, but there was some that, like, especially when we had to play in kilts, that was interesting, where that dance was really hard, and I learned, but I wouldn't say I would ever do it again.
So weddings beware, Nate Peterson's cutting up the dance floor?
Probably not.
Well, Nate, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats again on a terrific start last night. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem.
This has been today's pregame interview. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.